Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, I got the secret to being more popular.
Okay.
And it's pretty easy, I think. It's easier than, you know, being nice and treating people well.
So, well, you're not really demanding too much. You're just having to be more popular. So you're not really claiming to have the secret to be super popular, just more.
Just more popular, yeah.
That doesn't seem doable.
This, you could add this to your character, okay? So they say researchers had their subjects watch videos of people. In some of the videos, the people were nodding. And in some, they weren't nodding. So nodding, obviously, like, yes, nodding. And the same people, they say, were rated 30% more likable when they were nodding a lot than when they weren't nodding.
I think that's simple. I think it makes sense in a simple way.
Yeah.
You're basically giving approval when you nod your head. You're agreeing with that person.
You want,
I think that's going to make you more popular.
They say that they also were rated 40% more approachable when they were nodding.
Again, being serious for a second about it, I think that is, you're making the person feel validated. You're telling them, yeah, I agree with what you're doing or saying.
But what, so is the person standing there by themselves, like you said, nodding, and they just see it from across the room going, oh, I like him.
Well, they're probably talking, and so this person is in the conversation, nodding their head a little bit, like, yes, I agree with what you're saying.
I know what you're saying.
Well, I think that would make them feel more positive.
I don't know. I mean, what they're saying, and you're going, no, God, no.
You know what? That's what I'm thinking about. Like, you know what? You're at a restaurant or a bar. You see that guy coming over. He's kind of creepy. Start just doing the no. Like, no, really? No. Don't you come over here.
Like a toddler when you're trying to give them vegetables. They're like, no. I like that.
Yeah. So you can use this the opposite way, too. I, there's no research on the no as opposed to the nodding of yes. But I think, Tom, being serious, you are right.
I don't know if I've ever seen anybody or noticed it.
That's the thing. I think they're probably talking like when you're standing around in a group and people are talking. And so you nod your head as they talk. And it makes them feel like, hey, this person is on the same wavelength as me. They agree with me.
Mm-hmm. But how would you know that just from seeing them nod from across the room?
It's agreeable.
It's not across the room. It's standing in a group together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I misunderstood the first part.
So like as you're talking, they're sitting there and they're like nodding their head and you're thinking they're on this, they're agreeing with me.
But I guess in the video, it was just showing people nodding is what it was.
What video?
The videos that they said they made these subjects watch videos of people. In some of the videos, people were nodding and in some they weren't.
I would assume that it still gives you that same vibe of like, oh, this person's agreeing.
When in reality, they really aren't even paying attention.
Right.
They're just nodding so you think they are, but they're like, what am I going to have for lunch
today? Which is a great suggestion for you for like how to be more well-liked, as Hawk said.
Yeah, more popular.
Just to sit around and kind of, as someone's talking, just kind of nod your head agreeing with them.
I'd find you more popular if you're asking me where to go to lunch. Let's go to lunch.
Uh-huh.
Nod my head.
And you're agreeing with where I want to go to lunch, too.
Yes.
Let's go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This is interesting, to say the least, and I need y'all's help with it. I really do, because I have a situation that took place at church, and I need advice on it. And I bring this up because there's actually a story in the news about a situation that is similar, and it made me think to myself, I'm not the only one dealing with this. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there is a rock group of sisters named Haim, H-A-I-M. Uh-huh. I had not heard of them before, but I do have a little bit of one of their songs just to give you an idea of what they do.
All right.
I'm your summer girl. I'm your summer girl. I'm your summer girl.
Okay, so they're kind of a light rock, I guess, a little jazz thing going on there.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've got a popularity going on with a niche anyway.
Uh-huh.
And so they've been touring in concert.
Mm-hmm.
And so as they do their concerts, apparently there is someone who is a fan that follows around and goes to all their shows. And this person has a problem. You may have heard the phrase, something smells rotten in Denmark. Well, apparently something also smells rotten whenever Haim goes on tour, because fans think there is a serial farter following them around the country.
Ooh.
It started when someone posted a TikTok from Saturday's gig in Dallas with two women holding their nose, and the caption said, "Whoever was pooping their pants at the Haim concert, please see yourself out."
So is this happening in the crowd?
Apparently so, yes.
Okay. I didn't know if it was backstage.
Well, that
Haim
wouldn't
girls
have affected them. I mean, that wouldn't have affected people in the show.
Yeah, I was trying to clarify that
right.
It wasn't the Haim girls saying
several
this.
People comments confirmed they were in the same area and they smelled it too. And then other people chimed in saying they had been to Haim shows in New York City, Seattle, Austin, Milwaukee, and they were beginning to wonder if this person was following them around from show to show.
You'll never catch this person, because the first person, whoever smelt it, dealt it. Then they're like, oh, okay. Because, you know, if you smelled it, you dealt it. And then so it'll go on forever. That's the rules.
Maybe it's the band.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Because if it's following them.
Well, you know what? Edwin told us. He's like, when the guitarist and the other guitarists go back to back on each other, they pass gas.
That's gross.
Yeah, but I think about that every time I see the guitarist do that now.
I've never thought that.
That's what Edwin said.
Now, do you think it's actual natural, or that spray that like you have?
Now, that's a good question. Could someone be, you know, well, the reason I bring this up is this happened to me at church on Sunday.
Oh.
And I want to know the etiquette for that, because it's kind of a complicated situation. I take offense when someone does that to me in a situation where you're stuck like that.
Does that to you? Like
exactly.
They attacked you.
It feels that way because, you know, they didn't try to hold in, or I don't know what the problem is, but they knew when they did that they were affecting a lot of people around
Hypocrite.
Them.
Maybe they did try, and you're right, Hawk, because how many times has he locked eyes?
When do mine stink?
You just get lucky.
No, they just don't stink. I wouldn't do that to you if they stunk.
So they assault my ears?
Oh, your ears,
the
they hurt you.
Of it.
It's not stinking.
No,
I don't
your
burn
nose
you guys
is broken.
Out of the room.
Your nose
no,
is broken.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Someone on that side has certainly made my eyes water before. I don't
Sorry.
Know which of the
So here's my question. At church, you're supposed to, like, be
Shut
loving
up.
All
be
the
quiet.
People. Kato's guilty as anyone.
You know, here's the thing. You always have to do the test fart before you go to anywhere like church.
What?
A test fart.
How do you get that scheduled?
No, I'm just saying, before you go to, like, a dinner, a fancy dinner or something, you know that you have to hold that in. You know,
do you that on God. Command?
No, not on command, but like you're probably going to have. I mean, you got 3 hours. You get up, you have your coffee, you eat, you have a shower and whatever
and
before you go to church or before you go to some event. Yeah, I mean.
And then it hits you when you get there.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, you don't have like just a test.
Mine don't lead up to the major.
Mm.
It doesn't start out small.
You're weird.
Like the minor league.
Yeah. Starts out minor.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there in church and I'm like, I'm feeling some anger towards a person. And I realize I'm not supposed to feel anger. I'm supposed to forgive. I'm at church.
Exactly. You go up there and you get somebody to pray with you when they say, you know, we got people up front to pray with you at the end of the service. It's like you go up there and like, I'm angry because this guy passed gas.
I didn't think it was a guy.
Why are you angry? Okay.
Wait, because I find it assaulted.
Funny. No, you find farts funny.
The sounds are hysterical, but whenever it actually like makes your eyes water, that is rude. That's,
but you don't. You don't know what's going to happen afterwards. I mean, it's not like you know.
They
it's
did
gonna
it
be,
more than once.
Okay, you maybe their tummy was hurting.
And well, if, then go to the bathroom.
And if they thought it was a one and done.
If they would have gotten up, though, they would have crop dusted about 13 other people going to the bathroom. So they're just making it to be a target at you.
You know how to tell who it was.
Who?
The how? One that goes, woo, amen. Yeah. You have to get that little scream
they
out there.
They didn't do that. But I was honestly, the only thing I knew to do to express my frustration is I began to take the bulletin and just rapidly fan my face, like so that at least this person knows, yes, we're aware of what you're doing.
Did you pinch your nose too? Because that would have really gotten the point across.
No, I just waved it. Uh-huh. Like I just went crazy with a fan.
That poor person was sitting there like, oh, I'm so glad that wasn't loud. Oh, no. Oh, no, I smell it.
Yeah.
You should have went, shoo-wee.
It's our church ain't like that, man. There's right. No one yelling out stuff like that.
Really?
No.
I don't get in the spirit.
Not
you
like
just
that.
Sit there like a knot on a lock farting.
Now I know what your church is like. Y'all getting into spirit. I know what you mean by spirit. You
can blame it on the Holy Spirit there.
Evil
spirits. That's exactly right.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we all think we are nice, but are you really nice?
I'm pretty nice.
Okay, let's find out because I have the nice test this morning. These are things people say nice people do.
Okay.
Okay. Things people say nice people do. 83% said they stop and give directions or help out a stranger who's in need trying to find something.
I think I would usually do that.
Who asks for directions these days? You have Google Maps.
Well, I will be honest. I was thinking like at a grocery store. If someone was like, hey, do you know where the so-and-so is? Yeah. I would help out in that situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or you might be downtown Main Street and, you know, you got your Google Maps, but you can't find the restaurant or whatever.
I don't know how.
I mean, you are kind of dumb if you can't do that.
Yeah.
The Google Maps will lead you right to it.
Then I'm dumb.
Now, granted, that's happened to me before. Yeah. I couldn't find my hotel in Florida.
Okay.
I walked past it 15 times.
Okay. All right. Well, I can tell you, someone's already failing the nice test.
Yeah, Cato.
All right. 80% said nice people delay an elevator and hold the door for strangers.
Can we move on?
I would do that if people are watching.
You know, it's not that I'm not nice. It's just I'm awkward. And what do you do on an elevator with a stranger? You stare at the floor. I hate it. I will sit there and be like, close, 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 close. And then if they get there and it opens, I'm like, oh, I was pressing this button. Yeah. I was trying to get it to open for you.
Also, opening doors, though, for strangers. Yeah. It could be anybody.
Let me help you with that, Tori. What you do, you don't say, I was pressing that button. You're like, I don't even think these buttons work.
Yeah.
That way it's like a little less like fakey sounding.
I think if you wanted them on the elevator, you would stick your hand through the doors.
Oh, I ain't risking my hand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You never know. You never know.
I do it.
Okay. Taking the nice test this morning.
We're all failing.
79% of people say that people that are nice give their seat up on a bus or train to elderly or pregnant ladies.
I would do that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I do that as well.
I will do it even for kids. If it's young kids, be like, you want to sit here?
Well, how old?
I mean, young, like toddler or whatever.
Well, toddler, yeah, but an 8-year-old.
They're on their own.
Yeah.
They got plenty of energy in life in them.
Hold on to the pole on the subway.
Okay. 65% of people said that they will buy, like, from little kids that are raising money for charity. They say that that is a nice thing to do.
Depends on what they're selling. But if it's like candy bars, I'm in.
Okay, because you're going to use those.
Probably.
How about Christmas wrapping paper?
Nope.
What? Really?
I don't need Christmas wrapping paper.
And that stuff is so expensive.
I know, but you're raising money for the band or you're, you know, some kind of club that they're in.
I don't want to even be nice anymore.
They need to offer a variety of stuff. I've bought from the Boy Scouts peanuts, popcorn, and pizza making kits.
Right.
Where you make your own pizza and ice cream dough. I'm like, Why don't you make stuff like that?
Okay.
I don't need wrapping paper either.
Well, sometimes, you know what? You just need to buy something.
And
just...
I don't eat Girl Scout cookies either.
Okay.
What?
I don't eat them.
Taking the nice test this morning.
But you're not nice if you don't buy Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
All right. 63% said donate time or money to a charitable cause.
Yeah.
Money, yes.
But time is valuable, Tom. It's the most valuable
thing
you can give.
They're both valuable. They're exchangeable for each other. Mm-hmm. I prefer to do what I do here to get the money, and then I will give it to them. I don't want to do the stuff that they want me to do that's not fun for me.
Does donating my old clothes work?
Whatever.
That counts.
Okay.
As long as they're not too beat up.
All right. All right. Things people say nice people do, they help a colleague or classmate to do some kind of assignment, or if they don't know the answer, they will help them in class or at work.
It's nice for me to not do that so that we both don't fail.
Exactly. I could not help somebody in class. No. Now, at work, that's where Tom shines. He will help you out with a problem a lot of times.
Oh.
Yeah. So you got one, Tom.
I
got
to work on that. I need to quit.
All right. 41% said volunteer to look after a neighbor's or friend's pet.
Yeah.
My wife does that for us a lot.
Or babysit.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. I do that a lot.
Okay.
In fact, I picked up the kids Thursday.
You are so nice.
They're on spring break or fall break this week.
Also, pick up a neighbor's mail. That's also something they said.
Yeah.
33% says help someone carry a heavy bag.
Mm-hmm.
Or something heavy, like you see somebody.
I mean, you're obvious.
You remember that time that it was like I think it was FedEx store or something, or UPS store. Tom said that lady was struggling to get in the door, and instead of helping her carry the package, he just opened the door for her.
That's still helpful.
Okay.
Nowadays, you don't want to, you know, step on her strength. You know what I mean? Like, Tom was just letting her be a strong woman, independent woman.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Oh, it's a story that you told. This lady was struggling with a big old couple of boxes, and you opened the door for her instead of, like, helping her carry the item.
Well, that was nice, because what if he'd have picked that item up and dropped it? Then she would have sued him for the value of the
item.
Thank
you, Kato. Yeah.
And then finally,
still don't remember this.
Things people say nice people do, they donate blood.
Uh-uh.
I mean, okay.
No.
I think about it. Why do they need so much?
Well, because it saves lives. It saves lives.
But why? You don't need bags of my blood. I need that blood, too.
Well, quite frankly, it'd be nice if they would come around like an ice cream truck, and I might donate more. And they have, like, a little truck
they
come through
your
neighborhood. No, they don't drive through the neighborhood with the music.
They've literally been outside this building before.
Yeah, I know.
When we leave.
When that's convenient.
And you don't stop.
No. I'm like, I've never seen one out in the parking lot.
You don't see that big red truck right on in front of the door?
The cross on it.
No, I've not seen that.
And they're like, hey, we're taking blood right here.
I do donate blood, occasionally.
I got tired of failing the test, the entrance exam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were like, no, you can't get our. We don't want your blood.
Okay.
I just am scared of it. But I salute anyone else who does it. That's amazing.
Yeah, my friend makes money off these platelets.
Plasma. I got a girlfriend who went to Ireland.
Dude, you can make money
off
plain blood. My wife makes money. We're O positive, and we're worth a lot.
Well, so why can't everybody make money off blood?
Well, you might, but the O positive is universal. So, or O negative. I don't know where we're O something, and it's universal. So they pay for it.
And with the plasma, they need that to make the TVs.
Now, see, that's worth donating.
I thought we were doing nice, not stupid.
Plasma TV. I got a stupid test later here on the show.
So oh, I know you already took it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Golden Bachelor this year has been really weird. I mean, there's some unusual people on these shows.
Yeah, there's like bomb threats and all kinds of crazy stuff. But this last thing where the guy got in trouble originally because he said that he wanted people younger than him.
Right.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, you know, you're an ageist.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Like racist, ageist?
I have no idea.
Sounds good.
And so they were like, you know, they brought all these women who were actually older than he said he would prefer on the show. And one of them attacks him with a puppet or a ventriloquist dummy or something and slaps him across the face.
Oh, yeah. Now, she's one of the more attractive older ladies there.
Whatever, man. Don't want psycho.
I'm sorry. You got a ventriloquist doll. Your attractiveness level
drops. This was more of a puppet.
Okay. She still smacks him. Well, it got us to thinking about the time we sent Cato out in public for a torture Tuesday with a ventriloquist puppet. Yeah. And he, well, Cato behaved very nicely, but the puppet did not, or the ventriloquist dummy did not. Yeah. And it is quite funny. We thought we would bring that one out of the vaults for you today. Cato is at a restaurant this morning, and we have sent him with a puppet that goes over your hand, down your arm, and it's one where you can move the mouth when you squeeze your hands together.
He's got a big hairy mustache like Mario.
And Cato is going to go in the restaurant, and he is going to talk with the waitress, and he's also going to have the puppet talk with the waitress.
Yeah. In order.
He's in the restaurant. We're going to check in with him now and see how things are going.
Place is crowded, too.
Come on out!
What's up?
Hey.
What are you gonna get to eat?
I don't know. What you gonna get? That's good right there.
That's awesome. Keep it up, Cato.
You want breakfast or you want something like a cheeseburger?
I don't know. Maybe like a cheeseburger and some hash browns. How are you doing today? Ma'am?
We're fine.
Oh, good.
Well, I don't think you're like
I am friendly. It's this guy right here we got to worry about.
Don't be talking about me.
Well, it's true.
You want a patty melt?
No.
I'm waiting for her to come take my order.
Okay. Just sit there.
She walked up and walked away.
Wonder why.
I'm going to see if she's going to come back. I'm not sure if she's going to come back to that order.
Well, I think she will.
Maybe she just get the puppet to say, excuse me, could you come over and take our order?
Yeah, have the puppet be rude.
You're funny. I don't know what I want to eat, man.
Excuse me, can I take an order? We're kind of thirsty down here. What you want to drink?
I don't know. I think I'll take a cup of coffee.
What are they doing? I haven't heard them at all.
They're all just looking.
Thank you. You got cream of sugar with that? Oh, he loves cream and sugar on his coffee, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I think we're just going to have, you like got like two eggs and two pieces of sausage and two pieces of toast with butter. How do you want your eggs? She wants to know.
I don't know. Do you want them scrambled or would you rather have them fried?
I don't know. Maybe a little fried with a yellow running.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, yellow running on the eggs right there. hold on. Grits or hash browns?
I think I want some hash browns and I want some onions and cheese in my hash browns.
Yeah. Hash browns, onions, cheese, we like it all. Is that good? You have any other specials going today?
You sound like the guy from Sling Blade. All mustard and biscuits.
Just on that thing right there? No. Okay.
She's not talking to the puppet.
Thank you. She said you're welcome.
I heard her.
All right, Kato, we're going to check back with you in just a second.
So we played a couple of songs and checked back in with him.
Fill it up. That's good coffee. Is that regular or decaf?
Regular.
That sandwich looks good.
I can't believe they're not saying anything to you.
That looks good. What did you get to eat?
Don't bother him.
I'm not bothering him. I'm just asking him. It looks good.
I know, but he's trying to eat.
It's an omelet. We should have got an omelet.
Leave him alone. They do have some omelets, but we didn't order one.
Why can't we? We'd rather have an omelet.
We got eggs and hash browns coming.
You suck.
I know. You don't have to show your butt to this morning now.
Alrighty, you
too. We would rather have an omelet. Can you make that into an omelet?
Yes.
Would you leave her alone?
I don't want eggs. I want omelets.
Well, we've got eggs. We're going to eat the eggs. Are you going to eat them and shush?
No.
Apologize to her.
I'm sorry. I wanted an omelet. He never lets me order anything. It's always him ordering something. Eat your eggs.
Got to say blessing. You want to say blessing?
Oh, Lord, thank you for my eggs. I'd rather have an omelet. Amen.
You're being a jerk.
Is she not saying anything to you?
Nothing at all. They're just walking by like nothing, and employees, I mean, the customers are just staring at me. I'm on the flip, I guess.
I just had a puppet say blessing. Well, Kato's in a restaurant with a puppet on his hand having conversation.
Why don't you have the puppet start giving you a hard time saying you're not going to leave a good tip and you argue back with him? Maybe he can announce to the waitress that you're not going to leave a good tip.
You know what? He's not going to leave a good tip.
Shush. I always leave a good tip.
No, you don't. You're cheap. Cheap.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
You went by an omelet. You don't need to be letting crazy people up in here. Don't run your business off.
But you leave people alone. We're trying to eat in peace. These people don't want to talk to you.
Ma'am, am I bothering you?
No, you're fine.
Thank you, Pete. I'm fine. She works here.
Well, I think she just said that to be nice.
Whatever. Did you leave a good tip, sir? Sir? Did you leave a good tip?
Not yet.
See, he's going to leave a good tip.
Would you hush? I'm going to leave a good tip.
You know they're saying there's a crazy guy in here. Call Marshall Pickens.
He has not given me one bite of this food yet. I wanted an omelet, and he's eating these eggs. How much are your omelets?
Well, you're not ordering an omelet. We just got this food, and if you want some of this food, you can take home what I don't eat.
Cheap. He's cheap. He's not going to leave you a good tip.
That's okay. You can leave the tip then.
I don't have any money. You hear that? No, I gotta do dishes.
No, I'm gonna leave a tip.
You can do dishes. I'm not doing dishes.
Kato in a restaurant with a puppet.
I forgot how rude he was.
That's Torture Tuesday.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Okay, so there is a lot of retro that is popular now. Like, for example, my daughter loves to buy albums, like vinyl.
Yeah.
Whenever I was growing up, we were excited to have CDs because they were so much cleaner. There's no skipping. There's no static in the tracks. Mm-hmm. But they love this retro stuff. And there is something out now that's retro that I'm actually excited about.
Okay.
McDonald's is bringing back their Monopoly game.
Oh, boy.
It's been 10 years since they last did it. This is the one where you peel off the stickers, you try to collect groups of Monopoly properties, and it is a lot of fun. Plus, there's a lot of prizes.
Yeah.
Now, Cato was telling me about it earlier today. He says, you know, these odds of you winning are very, very slim. That is true of the grand prize.
Well, I just read an article that says buy a lottery ticket, you have a better chance.
A better chance of winning the big prize.
Yeah.
But you have a 1 in 25 chance of winning a small fry in this contest. That's pretty good.
So you got to go 24 times to spend money.
Statistically, realistically, you're probably going to hit it within five.
You know, in the past, I have always enjoyed playing this just for fun.
Exactly.
I don't go to McDonald's much.
Right.
But I see one of the changes they're making this year that makes me know that I will not be playing.
What's wrong?
You have to have the app. You have to sign up on the app, and everything's done through the app.
That is disappointing. I like the stickers because, and you said, oh, you got to go 25 times. A lot of times you would get the sticker on your fries and your soda, so you'd get more than one play per order. But I still think that the prizes make this worth doing. Now, I haven't checked into the whole app thing and whether that's going to make it better or worse for me.
Someone said if you register on their app, they give you 500 points roughly.
Right away.
Apparently.
Oh, I'm signed up.
They're the ones that always harass you to say, hey, are you going to order on your app? Every time you go through McDonald's.
They're not harassing you. They're asking ahead of time because if you did order on the app, they need you to tell them so they can pull that order out.
And no other place is saying, hey, you want to order on your app?
Yeah, Hardee's starts right off every morning. I go in. They're like, are you ordering on your app today or would you like to order here?
So there's two. The other places, I don't know of any other place that says, are you ordering on your app?
I don't know, but people are fighting for them in these text messages. Someone else just said you can get free Fry Friday on the mobile app.
Uh-huh.
About downloading an app to
get
anything.
Well, I don't care, but I tell you what, my wife gets tons of free stuff for us with the app.
It's true.
And again, if you visit there often, I have a friend who has kids, and they're always at Chick-fil-A or McDonald's, and yes, she's got those apps because she frequents those places. I do not. I would come and get something from you, like on Cheeseburger Day, if I didn't have to download your app for one day.
I had to delete the Starbucks app because it was creating an addiction. Because I was like, ooh, I'm 10 points away from getting a free coffee, and I'd make myself go.
I do have Starbucks apps, and I have Chick-fil-A apps because I do go there often. That does make point because I get free Chick-fil-A sandwiches and free drinks quite a bit.
I have apps to places I go. Yeah. On Harris Teeter, I shop at Circle K, I get gas, and I've gotten free things from them.
Mm-hmm.
But I frequent those places. I'm not going to download your app for one day.
Well, there are a ton of prizes in this, and I'm definitely, I mean, someone's got to win them. So I'm going to play, and I'll download the app right now if I have to, because I enjoyed the Monopoly game. It was one you already knew how to play.
Yeah.
You knew you needed to collect 3 properties, two in some rare instances. And so you were like, and 4 in some instances, but you knew the rules, you knew how to play. So it's easy and it's fun.
But you don't get the stickers anymore at all?
I don't know. Kato's the one saying that. I haven't looked.
I miss stuff like that. Peel and scratching.
Yeah, okay. A scratch and snip lotto cards.
Yeah.
But in what I read this morning, remember, there was some documentary out, but apparently back in the day, it was rigged because of the people making
the stickers.
The cards were...
Yeah, it wasn't rigged. They just cheated.
Yeah.
And so, they got caught, though. They got in a lot of trouble for that.
They should do some other games. Like, we could do Connect Four. We could do Go Fish. Like, you go to the speaker and you're like, do you have a fillet of fish in there for me?
Go fish. We're out. Try something else.
Do you have a milkshake in there for me? No, the machine's broken.
Go fish.
Well, the prizes, I mean, they've got Winnebagos worth $250,000. They've got those ATVs. They've got American Airline Miles, a 2026 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Trips to Universal, Kennedy Space Center, $10,000 Lowe's shopping spree, 77-inch Samsung TV, all kinds of great prizes. I'm honestly, the odds on those are, as Kato said, worse than winning the actual lottery. But I'm in it for the fries.
Yeah, you're still kind of winning because you're still getting good food.
I am. Well, not only that, but the winning fries odds are only 1-25. Those are decent odds. I'm willing to play for those.
And those are good fries.
They are good fries.
They are good fries. I did see where you will get physical and digital stickers, but when you get the physical ones, you still have to scan them into your app.
Okay.
So I won't be playing, but I'll give you my pieces.
Hey, will you?
Yeah.
My odds just went up.
I don't know when I'll go back to McDonald's.
Well,
but
if you do.
If I ever do.
Kato's going to give me his stickers.
Yep.
Okay. I'll give you my card that says, go directly to jail. Do not pass go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.